This is Twit.
Was it a two-day developer conference for Project R last week, or was it just Wednesday?
It was a two-day, but I have a story for you. I didn't go to the second day, so I actually went to Project R as super sick. And I feel really terrible about this, and I'm really sorry to whoever gets sick, and I'm really praying to God that Paul Ermengo does not get sick, because I was totally in the same room as him and breathing with everybody as we were doing the hands-on with the modular smartphone, and I'm just like, don't let anybody know your nose is running. Don't cough.
Oh, man, that's a nightmare situation.
I feel so bad about it, but I have to do my job.
Yeah.
So.
You know what? We all get sick. It's the winter. It's just the way it goes.
I know.
If you hadn't done it, somebody else would have. I'm sure somebody else did, actually.
But so the question is, were you congested enough to not realize, to not note how awesome Project R is? Or am I just reading into it? Is Project R as cool as I hope it is?
It's not, you know, okay. I might have an unpopular opinion, but I don't think it's, I mean, it doesn't do anything. Like, it's just a phone with little blocks in it. It doesn't actually do anything yet. And, you know, it's still not really a product, but Google's kind of getting there. And it's really interesting because being at this developer conference, like, you're surrounded by all these, you know, really bright-eyed, like, intelligent people. There were high schoolers running around. They'd all, like, skip school to come to this developers conference. You know, there were people from all over the world there. And they were asking so many questions, but a lot of their questions couldn't be answered by Google. A lot of Google statements were just, you know, we'll get back to you on that. We'll get back to you on that. We're still working on that. And it's sort of like it really was an example of just how much work still needs to be done on this particular project. It's so far from being a thing. And we still don't know when it's coming to Puerto Rico, just that it's like they had a little roadmap just to kind of tell you that, you know, between like third and fourth quarter, we're hopefully going to go in there. So we'll see, you know.
Did they let you touch it?
So everybody touched it except me because I felt really bad for being sick. No, I was trying to be a good, like, person. I put, you know, before being a good journalist.
That's so, fair enough. That's hard to argue that. So from watching the people touching it that were touching it that you were not interacting with, did the components snap in and out easily? Like, what was your takeaway from the hardware?
Oh, I wanted to compare it to something, and then I remembered when I was writing it up, I couldn't think of what to compare it to. But it's a lot like it kind of snaps like Legos. Like, it feels like there's a little bit of resistance when you're trying to, like, take it off and put it on.
Like magnetic resistance? Because there are magnets that kind of hold the pieces in place, right?
Yeah, and you hear that snapping sound, but then everything just holds together. And I feel really bad that I didn't touch or hold it, because I could give you guys so much more. And I would have so much more, but...
Don't worry about it.
It's okay.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
You're one step closer to it than we are.
You saw it.
So it's fine.
I mean, for us,
it's
still like a Sasquatch.
Exactly. You're in the same room as it.
I see blurry photos that purport to be real.
I think the most interesting part of Project Aura, though, is that it's going to open the door for lots of other smartphone technology. And I think that's something that we're sort of forgetting, is that as Google's iterating on this and creating modules, they're also trying to think of, like, for instance, their big project right now is to work on a battery that's way more efficient than what the OEMs are currently using. So that could eventually translate to the rest of our battery tech. And that's so interesting. I mean, just all the things that are to come out of this are interesting, but it's still just a tad too early to tell.